Yes, time to shine on a Friday morning, last day of the working week for many. For others, the work is just about to begin. What a weekend we've got coming up. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie through 1170 SEN in Sydney, SEN track stations on the Central Coast in the Illawarra through 90.3 FM Griffith, and to those listening anywhere across the country on the SEN app. Great to be with you this morning. We're here for Bryden's Lawyers, the workers' compensation experts protecting your future. You can call Bryden's Lawyers on 1800 848 848. The website is brydens.com.au. And we're here for 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au. And of course, if you miss any of the show, don't forget that you can catch up via our podcast. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast platform and subscribe so you don't miss a thing. We'll have our weekend edition coming out tomorrow morning. We normally have that on the podcast available around about 7, 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning, so you can hear the best bits from during the week. Now, I reckon we're going to go off this morning on the text and the open line this morning, given the topics we have to discuss. The McDonald Jones open line is 1300 01 1170, and you can text through on 0457 736 736. I know the open line will go off around about 8 o'clock this morning when we take care of Quizness. I've said all along, this quiz, teamwork makes the dream work. We've had Matty White, Jimmy Smith, Joel and Fletch giving away answers. I'm going to give away some of the answers this morning during the show leading up to 8 o'clock. I want someone to win the $1,170. So stay tuned right from the top of the program this morning. By the way, just some other news. I ate at a restaurant last night. Talk about old school. I went to a Chinese restaurant. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. The Peking Chinese restaurant in Mossvale. Yep, I went right to the top and sat down at the tables. I was the only one there. My wife and little Harry, we sat down at a Chinese restaurant last night. How good? How good was it? Spring rolls, Sang Choi Bao, into the satay chicken, the Szechuan. Oh, just sensational. How good. I encourage you all to do it. I know it's something you may not have done for a long time, but sit in a restaurant. My goodness, it's good. Now, straight to the news. That is the breaking news, but this is bigger news, let me tell you. Let's start off with AFL this morning, because that's what's on the back page of today's Daily Telegraph. And it's following the news yesterday that AFL clubs will have the right to sack players who refuse to be vaccinated against COVID-19. All AFL players and club football program staff must be vaccinated by February 18 to take part in round one next year. AFLW players must be fully vaccinated by December 17 before the January 6 start to their season. Clubs will have a number of options if players refuse the jab, including putting them on an inactive list and paying them a portion of their salaries. By May 18 next year, if a player is still not vaccinated, the AFL policy states that clubs can exercise their rights under law to terminate the player's playing contract. They've put it out there. Bold print. No turning back. I kept saying for weeks and weeks and weeks, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. The bridge was there. The bridge, we're at that stage where in the NRL and all sports are faced with this decision. Well, the AFL have made their decision. What do you think of their stance on vaccination? Do you agree or disagree with the policy? You can call me on the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170, or text 0457 736 736. Come at me with all sides of this debate this morning. You know, if you think they are hard done by, if this is wrong by the players, you tell me, 1300 01 1170. Now, following on from this, NRL CEO Andrew Abdo yesterday ruled out rugby league following suit, revealing that there will instead be two sets of protocols for vaccinated and unvaccinated players. He confirmed the stance on a new business program, the front office on 7 Plus, hosted by our very own Jimmy Smith. Here is Andrew Abdo on the program yesterday.
We're not taking an approach of making this mandatory. However, clearly, we need to make sure that we have continuity of the competition, we're creating a safe work environment. And so we are busy working on the protocols for the players that are vaccinated and a different set of protocols for the players that are not vaccinated. And hopefully we're talking about a very, very small group of players that choose not to get vaccinated. They will have, I would imagine, some pretty rigorous requirements around what they will be able to do in order to train and play.
Yeah. Now, look, there's a whole lot of things to come at around here with the NRL. First of all, you may have an opinion. Do you believe that the NRL's dragging the chain on this one? Should they have already been in the position of the AFL to come out with that affirmative statement saying this? Or do you think what you've just heard there from Andrew Abdo, we're going to bet a little bit each way. So there's sort of, yeah, if you read through the lines there, you sort of think they're hoping that it's not going to be a big problem, that it will be a very small number who won't be vaccinated. But are they also hoping behind the scenes that the clubs make their own rules? I mean, Canterbury had already weeks ago came out and said there is an expectation, or it was anticipated, that all players, when they return to training, this is in, what, just over a week's time, when they return to off-season training, that they will be fully vaccinated. So that was Canterbury planting the seed with their own players. Is the NRL hoping that all 16 clubs will drive it hard and this won't be an issue and the head body won't have to come out and make that decision? See, again, another issue we've discussed. I mean, what happens? The airlines at the moment are saying no jab, no fly. Now, how does that work in a national sporting competition, an international sporting competition? If the Warriors were to be playing across the ditch and New Zealand said, well, if you're not vaccinated, you can't play. And if, let's say, hypothetically, a Canberra or a Penrith or whoever had four players of their top squad not vaccinated, well, they don't play that week. They don't play that weekend. They don't fly to Melbourne. They don't fly to Brisbane. They don't fly to Townsville. So how would it work anyway? So do you like what the AFL have done? Do you want the NRL to follow suit? Is the NRL on the right track? Are they right to buy a little bit of time here? I really need to hear your opinion this morning. 1-300-01-1170, text 0457-736-736. I have never said, I don't think I've ever said get the bloody jab on this program. I'm telling you now, my card's on the table, I'm fully vaccinated. I'd encourage, but I certainly won't demand it. But I understand where the sporting bodies stand, and I believe that they have a right to put these rules in place. That's my opinion, but I'm not in telling any player in the rugby league you have to get it done. You've got to make that decision. But if that costs you your job, well, that will cost you your job. That's what's happening in the AFL. So have your say on this issue. It's a biggie. It's a biggie. 1-300-01-1170, the McDonald Jones open line, and you can text 0457-736-736. And you may be monitoring what's happening in sports around the world too. If you've got knowledge of all of that, bring that into the conversation this morning with our listeners. Let's turn to other... Oh, by the way, just on that, we will throw up a poll right now on Vossie SEN. That's on Twitter, at Vossie SEN. Should the NRL follow the AFL lead and make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for all players? We'll give you three options. Yes, no, and undecided. We'll put it out there. That's on the Twitter account, at Vossie SEN this morning. Now, other rugby league news, and staying on the back page of the Telegraph, the Dragons have signed the grandson of immortal Reg Gasnier. Jack Williams has come across from the Sharks and has signed a train and trial contract. Now, there are two Jack Williams, or there were, at the Sharks. One is the one, the back rower, that's played a lot of first grade. He is not related to the Gasnier family. This is the other Jack Williams who can play a bit of dummy half and in the halves as well. The Telegraph says the Dragons see him as a potential hooking option and an understudy to Andrew McCulloch. You know, I had a photo with this young Jack Williams many years ago at a function when he was just this little blonde-haired kid. He was on stage at a rugby league launch of some kind down Dragons Way. And he would have been no more than six or seven. Anyway, I do remember young Jack way back then. Be a proud time for the Gasnier family. Speaking of the Dragons, Jamie Soward has announced that he has signed on as the head coach of the Dragons NRLW team for 2022. He last night said on social media that he loves being back in the Red V on a full-time basis following his part-time role with the NRL side this season. The Dolphins officially unveiled Wayne Bennett yesterday as their foundation coach. The 71-year-old has inked a four-year deal which will see him through until the 2025 season, and a possible 900 games coached in the first grade competition since he linked up with the Raiders in the New South Wales Rugby League. But he's already over the 1,000 mark when you take into account his coaching career in the Queensland Cup before he came to the mainstream competition. I thought Sportsbet put up a great post yesterday. If you want to check out their Twitter account, which had the unveiling of the Dolphin, and there was Wayne's head underneath it. And here is a little of Wayne speaking yesterday about signing on with the Dolphins.
Yeah, I feel very privileged, actually. I started the season, I had no idea this would happen, none at all whatsoever. So it's been quite a journey, and pleased to be back in Brisbane. I'm pleased to be here. Yeah, well, look, you've got a $9.5 million salary cap, and you've got to get some marquee players, so that'll be our priority to get those and build the other players around them. I mean, one of the differences here in this situation is in, you know, 88, was a lot of State of Origin players that were playing in Brisbane club football, a number from this club that came to the Broncos to start that. Well, we don't have that luxury this time. They're all playing in the NRL now, so it's not going to be easy, and will we be successful straight off the bat? Who knows, but we'll be doing the absolute best we can and build and set up the building blocks to make sure it's a strong club.
What are we going to do without Wayne next year? So that is 1 year out of the game. No Wayne Bennett press conferences. This program, I mean, we have had great mileage out of running Wayne Bennett grabs. What's our Wayne Bennett grab tally this year? 30, 40, 50? He's not part of the scene next year. Yes, he's behind the scenes putting together this side, but I don't know if he's going to do too many press conferences. What are we going to do without Wayne? No Wayne. You know, I think next year we might, once a week, I might go into the archives and just pull out some old Wayne Bennett grabs and say, this was Wayne. Remember Wayne when he coached? Well, he will be coming back, of course, in 2023, but he's not on the landscape week to week next year. I think that's sad. The Telegraph reporting this morning that the Catalan Dragons are set to lodge a three-year offer for Newcastle halfback Mitchell Pearce, worth nearly $2 million. The Knights are said to be aware of the offer, but won't release Pearce unless the club can find a replacement halfback. Well, that's not going to be easy to find. The Telegraph also reporting that Nathan Kalis and Ben Gardner are expected to form part of Michael Maguire's new-look coaching staff. Kalis joins Madge from the Roosters, and Gardner worked with Maguire at the Rabbitohs and also during his time at the Kiwis. Now, cricket. A T20 World Cup update thanks to KO. Catch up on all the action with KO Minis. Overnight, Bangladesh and Scotland have both cemented their spots in the tournament. Bangladesh had an 84-run win over Papua New Guinea. PNG finished the qualifying 0-3, but good on them. PNG go home. From that series, Bangladesh safely through, and Scotland cruised to an 8-wicket victory over Oman with 18 balls to spare. Oman now exit the tournament, having had the one win against PNG. I did have one of our mates, James Whaling, who's been on the program before. I noticed he tweeted this morning, it's an incredible world we live in. The Scotland cricket team is better than their football team. How does that sit with them? Scotland is in the last 12 of the Cricket World Cup. And after 7 o'clock this morning, I will speak to former Aussie cricketer Brett Lee, part of the Fox team. The T20 World Cup update, thanks to KO. The T20 World Cup exclusive to Fox Cricket, available on KO. What's your thoughts there? Make a few predictions for the T20 World Cup. Looking at the markets, India firm favourites, deservedly so. Are you hopeful of Australia putting in a big performance? Who's going to come good? Who should not be there? It's an ageing squad. I'll have more to say on that in my verdict after 7 o'clock this morning. NBA, it was quite a day yesterday. Josh Giddey, how about that? The youngest Australian to play in an NBA game at 19 years and 10 days, and the third Aussie to start on debut, finishing with 4 points, 10 rebounds, a record 10 rebounds for the Oklahoma City Thunder, 3 assists. The Thunder, as expected, though, lost to the Utah Jazz, 107-84. But Josh Giddey, very, very good reports on his performance yesterday. That 10 rebounds was the most on debut for a player at the Oklahoma City Thunder and one of the best tallies in the NBA. Now, briefly away from sport at 18 and a half after six, Victoria has come out of lockdown overnight. People will now be allowed to have 10 visitors to their home, and outside gatherings can rise from 5 fully vaccinated people to 15. Some pubs and restaurants were planning to open their doors at midnight last night when the lockdown officially ended. Former Labor Minister Eddie Obeid, his son Moses, and former New South Wales Minister Ian McDonald have all been jailed over a corrupt mining licence. Obeid Sr. was sentenced to 7 years. However, he was bailed overnight, pending an appeal on his conviction. His son Moses was jailed for 5 years and McDonald 9 years. The conspiracy related to a coal exploration license for the Obeid family farm in the Bylong Valley. Our former TV presenter found this one interesting. Kelly Sloan is reported in The Telegraph to be one of the front runners to run for Gladys Berejiklian seat of Willoughby at an upcoming by-election. Sloan most recently has been CEO of Life Education, but in her former life she was a presenter at Channel 9 and a very good one, working on programs including The Today Show and Nightline. Supermarket giants Coles and Woolworths yesterday announced they are mandating the COVID-19 vaccination for all workers. Aldi is widely expected to follow suit. Now, that carries on from our first discussion. If Coles and Woolworths can do it, how can the NRL not come out and say what the AFL have said yesterday? Like, seriously, the bet each way. That's more to the debate. What do you think about that? There'd be listeners right now that work for Coles, Woolworths. I mean, have you been expecting this to happen if you work for Aldi? It's been mandated there by these organisations. So have you say that's part of the discussion? 1300 01 1170. Is the NRL being weak-kneed on this? You know, is it wishy-washy? 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. We love free stuff. Parents of school-aged children will be given a $250 thank you gift from the government for homeschooling their children as part of the state's $2.8 billion recovery package. That's very kind. Very kind. I have got a few questions. What if you've had four or five or six kids? Do you get six times $250, or is it just? And if it's a husband and wife, is it $250 for each in the household? And then if you've got six kids and there's a husband and wife, is that six times two? Is that 12 lots of $250? Is that 3,000? Anyway, happy just to get the $250. Very kind. It has been stressful. Has been tough. This is my last day. Come tomorrow, I'm a retired homeschooling teacher. This is my last day of homeschooling. I said to my son last night, do you realise tomorrow, I was getting a bit emotional, this may be the last day I ever teach you sitting down at a table all day, studying isosceles triangles and scalene triangles and 3D objects and all of that. Incredible stuff. And some lucky... What about the Powerball last night? I'm here because I didn't win Powerball, but one person did, a Victorian. $60 million they won. The numbers were 7, 17, 11, 28, 32, 27. Again this week, the Powerball was one of the numbers selected. Number 11. The winner is currently a mystery, as it was an unregistered ticket. The ticket was sold in inner Melbourne. So can you believe that? Someone who came out of lockdown last night, doubled down, winning $60 million in Powerball. What a story. We will take a break. Get straight into your calls and texts in a moment. The vaccination issue is the big one today. The NRL, do they have to follow suit with the AFL? What's your thoughts? 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736.